There's quite a lot of money that was announced by the state government over the weekend. It's a package worth around $3 billion in cash grants and tax relief and cash flow support for all sorts of businesses, including the hospitality industry. Amongst the measures announced are deferrals of payroll tax, grants for licensed venues and waiving of liquor license fees for next year. But is that going to be enough? Ian Wally is the owner of the Merino Hotel. What's your thoughts on this business package in relation to smaller hotels?
Well, I think it's all a help. There's no doubt about that, particularly in relation to small hotels. But I think it's what's not widely understood is that the business model of the country hotel has been broken for some time. We all love the idea of the small country hotel, but the sad reality is it's been broken for some time. We might all know Hugh Delahunty, former state minister for seniors and sport and an Essendon footballer. He had the seat of Loughton, which covers a massive geographic area. He said to me only a few years ago that more than 50% of the small country hotels in his electorate had closed over the preceding 10 years. So COVID for us is really just a straw that's broken the camel's back. And whilst it's great to have waiving of liquor licence fees and various other bits and pieces, the model's in disarray at the moment, which is really sad.
Can you just expand on that idea of the model for country hotels being broken? Why is it broken?
Well, I'll give you an example. I came to the Merino Hotel. I was a consultant town planner down for Glenelg Shire in Portland. I came to the Merino Hotel because they had a cinema here, and I thought, been to a lot of hotels in my time, how hard can this be? But I firstly rang up CUB to order my first keg of beer and found that I could actually buy a keg of beer cheaper in the local IGA at Coleraine than I could off the people that made it, CUB. I said, look, is there any chance I'm a racing man of getting into a marquee at the Warrnambool Races? And they said, the best you'll get off us is a packet of cardboard beer coasters. So then, of course, that was a chastening sort of an experience. I then went to the supermarket because country pubs sell takeaway alcohol.
Yep.
I go to the supermarket and I find in the queue with me are my customers and buying the cheap alcohol from the supermarket as I was. And I thought, this doesn't really work. And the more I sort of got my toes into the country hotel business model, the more I realised that it really is quite difficult. Mm. Now, a number of them will survive. They'll manage to fashion out a point of difference. So they all won't go. But the notion of a countrywide small bush hotel in Victoria, I think that's a thing of the past.
So what have what have you done with your business at the moment? You've pretty much closed it down, Ian?
Yeah, I closed it in advance of COVID. I had some health issues, but I've closed in advance of COVID. COVID would have killed us anyhow. I've got a cinema here, which I ran as a sort of a not-for-profit basis. I've got a 35mm projector in the back of here. But what I'll do is once the COVID restrictions are lifted, I've got 18 bedrooms upstairs, so I'll operate as what's called a prescribed accommodation facility. So at least I can provide accommodation to people coming to the area. Lots of people come back to Merino because they've got relatives buried in the cemetery, and no people in the area. So the fact that we can offer that, we've got a commercial kitchen which will convert to just a place where people can cook their own meals. So we'll offer some sort of a service. It seems sad to have a 20-bedroom building here in the middle of the main street not used. So I'll endeavour to do that.
Yeah, but in terms of a pub, so you won't reopen as a pub. How do you have a sense from talking to other hotel owners how many other pubs may not reopen at the end of this, despite all the assistance packages that are around?
Oh, I think there'll be a lot that won't reopen. Just down the road from us, there's a little town of Digby. Now, I've had the pub here for just on 12 years. They've had seven different owners in that 12-year period. Now, some of the little country hotels, there's one up at Durgan, but they accommodate a post office or a milk bar or
yep.
things like that. So there'll be an associated business that might keep them afloat, and that's a great thing. But that's going to be a sort of a horses for courses sort of basis.